In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Beatrice Evelyn Nanny Jackson, age 79, of Lebanon, died Sunday after an illness at her residence. She is survived by one son and one daughter, Perry Jackson and Peggy Rogers, both of Lebanon, 5 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Beatrice Evelyn Nanny Jackson will be today at noon at the Kimball DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon with burial in the Lebanon National Cemetery. Mr. Albert Gabehart, age 91, of Lebanon, died Sunday at the Village of Lebanon Nursing Center. He is survived by one brother, Don Gabehart of Kimballsville, one sister of Louisville. Funeral services for Albert Gabehart will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at the McKinney Brown Funeral Home in Liberty with burial in the Pine Grove Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 6 o'clock this evening at the McKinney Brown Funeral Home. Mr. Herbert Clarkson Bell, age 60, of Lebanon, died Sunday at his residence. He is survived by his wife, Cornelia Doherty Bell, 4 sons, including locally by Demetrius Lynn Bell, James Richard Mattingly, and David DeMont Doherty, all of Lebanon, 2 daughters, Edith Marie Headley of Gravel Switch, Katrina Janelle Bell of Lebanon, 2 brothers, Clarence and Joseph Bell, both of Lebanon, 4 sisters, including locally by Josephine Bell, Frances Spalding, Anna Parnella of Lebanon, 12 grandchildren. Funeral services for Herbert Clarkson Bell will be Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon with burial in the Lebanon National Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Bosley Funeral Home. Mrs. Leela Franklin, age 87, of Lebanon, died Monday in Bardstown after an illness. She is survived by one daughter, Betty Jean Whitlock of St. Francis, one stepson and stepdaughter, Bobby Harmon of Acton, and Doris Jean McFarland of Kimballsville, 4 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, 6 great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Leela Franklin will be Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Kimball DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon with burial in the Spurlington Methodist Church Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 11 a.m. Thursday at the Kimball DeWitt Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.